This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
What kind of songs you sing?
I sing kind of songs, active kind of songs.
Like?
All about animals.
Give me an example.
Example, when the hippo moves their hips, the monkey just flips. The lion's hypnotized, can't believe his eyes when the hippo moves their hips.
That was very good. I'm moving my hips. I think that one was written for me, actually, Larry.
Yeah.
You're a goddamn genius!
Let's try another one. You're on the air.
Good evening, gentle person. How are you?
Why, I'm fit to be tied. How are you?
I'm okay. All this talk about Bush. Why is it that on the Don and Mike Show they could spell W-A-T, but they can't say T-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-
I'm amazed. I'm surprised and hurt that you use such language. But on the other hand, you do have a point.
And they can't say c*** and balls either, or sh***
or duty or any c*** that.
No,
that, you got it. Keep coming. You're doing...
Can't say right. No, I don't understand.
It's almost
that.
Like being in the sixth grade again, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? All men are 16 years old. They're playing with their nuts, and they're looking to stick it somewhere. All of them. All of them. All the time. And that's all there is to it.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello!
She's got something that moves my soul.
Hello!
And she knows.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike!
There we go.
Hello!
Hello! La la la! Hi there!
Pretty good!
Yeah, pretty good!
Pretty good!
Very good!
Kind of a low level on this thing.
Hello!
Hello.
That's better. Are we on? Now we're rocking out. Let me just check all of the machines.
Shut up!
There we go, that works.
You're a goddamn genius!
They say.
I'm really, truly amused by that.
Okay.
By any chance, are you into wine enemas?
Seems that everything is working.
I'll drink to that.
All right, my favorite group, the Grassroots in the background, Don and Mike Show, and it's a Friday, and our phone number is 877-365-3636. First off, sorry for what happened yesterday.
Yeah, our sincere apologies about that.
We had, I don't even understand what's going on, we had studio problems. They began right at the beginning of the show when the phones crapped out to a certain extent, and then we had a problem with the microphone, and then the internet thing went down.
Internet!
And then we had gotten to the point of the show when it's time for Buzz's News.
Yeah, we were feeling good, rocking and rolling, on a good roll.
And I'm feeling particularly proud. You know, the commercials are falling in a more precise order now.
Exactly.
Buzz has time to present the news. Let me say this. Buzz has more time to be interrupted by us now.
Well, it just had a nice flow. Yesterday was really the first day I really felt back. And yeah. It was a great show, and suddenly all hell broke loose.
Anyway, we're flapping our gums, and because I decided really to try to turn over a new leaf, because I'm feeling great,
good.
Loving life. Didn't even mention that while Buzz was doing the news yesterday, engineers were running in and out, and I saw everybody huddled in the back room on phones, and everybody had that panicked look on their face. Uh-huh. Buzz is still doing the news. Yeah, we're still going back and forth.
Right. Well, I mean, I thought they had some issues, but I didn't think it was anything significant. And
yeah.
Boy, was I surprised.
The engineer is back here on my side of the equipment. He's looking at the little things with the lights that go out that say encoder and decoder.
Crawling around.
And at one point, Rob comes back into the studio, and thinking, like I had been for the previous 10 minutes that we were still on the air, I said to Rob, hey, what's going on there, boy? And he says,
hey, buddy.
to nowhere in particular. Hey, buddy. We've been off the air. We're off the air.
Yeah.
Now we don't really know.
That's when you really feel silly. That's when you really feel
talking,
dumb.
Talking,
you've
talking.
Been sitting here, and it's, you know, it'd be like if we did this in a living room. You know how ridiculous that would look?
Well, you know, I told my girlfriend last night, I said it reminded me very much, except I never had friends around, of when I had my bedroom radio station
yes.
when I was a kid. When really, after dinner, I would go down to my room. Every night, my shift was, when I was like 10 years old, like 7 to 7:30. Mm-hmm. I had two turntables. I broadcast on a very low frequency,
right.
but I could be heard on the radio in my brother's room.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and up in the, a lot of kids did this.
Yeah.
You could go to Radio Shack.
Right. And get a little transmitter.
You could broadcast like a 1 kilowatt
right.
that you can hear through the house. But I would go down and do my little radio show, and nobody in my family would listen to it. But still, I did it.
Yes.
And I realized as I was driving home yesterday, I said to Janet, gosh, I must be feeling very melancholy. I was thinking about having my car, all these beautiful memories flooding back.
Right.
Thinking about having my car repossessed on the air today. And when we were doing the show, and I realized we're doing a show for about 10 minutes for nobody.
Right.
It's very much like when I would do the show for my family and nobody would listen.
Mm-hmm. I just somehow feel like we ought to get... You know, we ought to get that time back somehow.
Yes.
You know, it's stolen time. And,
best news
you know, we're
ever.
Sitting there, we're having fun. Yeah, it was, Buzz, I think, better than I've ever heard you
uh-huh.
on the air.
I'm sure you won't
just
be
that as, segment that we were off.
I'm sure you won't be as good today, Buzz.
No, there's no way.
None of us will be.
And how could we?
Because really, in the back of our minds today, we're just thinking, you know, we give 110. Why give 110? Let's do 105 today, because if we give 110, what's the point when we could just be dumped at any time?
Mm-hmm. And I also apologize on behalf of all the support people, because what happened is we get thrown off the air because the studio just goes teats up.
Right.
And back at Fairfax, where this is very confusing, we do a show from Rockville, Maryland that gets beamed via some type of satellite ISDN line back to Fairfax, Virginia,
something.
And then gets sent to New York.
Dixie Cup.
And then gets sent from New York to your radio wherever you are in America or on the Internet. Well, as it turns out, this thing happened, and all of a sudden, we're off the air.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the nerve center, not here where we're doing the show from,
right.
but where all of the stuff is being fed to the rest of the country, they don't have an emergency segment standing by.
Even though the person back there was kind of told to
well,
have something standing
by. It's not like this didn't happen before.
Right.
It's not like we've not been knocked
they were
off
prepared
the air before.
For it, and they were supposed to be prepared for it.
I hear people yelling at other people on the phone, like, what do you mean it's locked up in an office upstairs?
Mm.
And I said to Rob at one point, I said, Mike and I got to get on the air to tell people
right.
what's going on, if anybody's still listening.
You know TV stations have that little automatic thing when the power goes out and you see that screen, it comes mm-hmm. on automatically. And
please stand
perhaps
by.
We should have something like that.
And, of course, the motto at CBS, whenever anything goes wrong, immediately go to commercials. So they went to commercials, and then they couldn't figure out what was happening during one of these enormous commercial stop sets. So they decided to play more commercials. Now, I don't mind when it's on my dime,
right.
if it gets to the last part of the show and we're jacked up and we got to play commercials. But we really have never played 20 minutes of commercials in a row.
And our sincere
Sorry
apologies
about that.
For that alone. I at one point was on the phone with the board op back at Fairfax, Virginia, and it went something like this. I'm like, hello? And I hear, hold on.
A lot of hold on. A lot of grunting.
Yeah, but here we are, not making a big deal about it. Just, you know, here are two guys coming in with our lunch pails to do our jobs. we're lunch pail guys.
You were perfectly happy when we left last night. You were perfectly satisfied.
Hey, I didn't quit.
You didn't quit.
I didn't go home and quit the next day.
Not to win.
No, I was frustrated last night like everybody.
Of course.
I
mean, we all were.
Very frustrated, like what the frig is going on, and then the battle to get on the radio to at least say we are still here, we didn't leave, something's going wrong with the equipment.
That was the real fire drill.
Yeah, because Rob said 3 minutes until we go on the air. I said great. I'm in here with Mike. I'm looking at my watch and I go, oh boy, it's been 5 minutes, 6 minutes. I go back to Rob. I go, what's happening? And this is when I found out that they doubled up on commercials.
Yes.
So finally, 20 minutes later, after 20 minutes of commercials,
mm-hmm.
say, are we ready? Are we ready?
Yeah.
Mike's in here on one phone. I'm in the other room, ready to pick up the extension. And right as we're about to go on the air to say that we're still here, somebody says to me, oh, yeah, you can't pick up this extension.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It only works with a handset, of course.
And it blocks you out.
So it blocks you out. So right. You got to go back in the studio and share with Mike.
Pass it back.
So we were...
And incidentally...
Like two dopes just passing a phone back and forth going,
and really,
you know,
I think
hello,
we have,
we're still here.
We have very good rhythm after all these years. I think we have no problem with that. However, the passing a phone back and forth between us would not work. It would not work because at one point I was going to say, I really thought you were done. And so, in fact, I thought you were done three times.
I'm sorry, Mike.
And I said, and now stay tuned for the bit. And every time I would say, and now stay tuned, you would get an afterthought and you would say, oh, hold on. Like that. And then the last time he goes, okay. And then you'd look at me like, I'm done. And then I would start again and I would say, now stay tuned for the best. Hold on. And because we were,
I get the same
trying to explain.
I get the same complaint in the boudoir.
Yes.
I say I'm done. And they all say, okay. And then I say, wait, more. Give me more.
That's right.
And it's always as fast as that, Mike. It's always 1 minute afterwards.
Well, hopefully, what we said on the phone was heard by at least the local listeners.
Well, anyway.
I don't think it was heard by the network.
No. We're here. We're queer. We're not going anywhere. Sorry for the screw-up yesterday. And I know that the engineers are working as hard as they can to make our brand-new state-of-the-art studio that's only been erected. And it's quite an erection.
Yes.
It's an erection that's lasted nearly 7 months, 8 months now.
See a doctor.
And we do hope that everything works today.
I think it should. I'm really excited about the prospects for a complete show with no technical difficulties.
Good luck. Good luck to us.
Completion is our goal.
Yes. As always, yes, Buzz.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Now, first item of business. I am just pissed at myself. Lucky that I didn't cause harm to myself or someone else on the way to work today. See this beautiful frock that I'm wearing?
Yeah.
You see my beautiful blouse?
It's handsome.
My beautiful blouse.
It's a little, is it a regular turtleneck or is it a mock tee?
No, it's like it's a regular.
It's one of the mock tees.
Uh-huh. Okay, and it's, for a change, it doesn't say
mock green. Mock turtlenecks.
It don't say Green Bay on it.
No, it's very stylish.
It's a nice shirt. My
very wintry.
My girlfriend got it for me for Christmas.
Ah, good choice.
So I think I'm going to wear something today that's not Green Bay-ish because Mike mentioned to me yesterday, just in passing. Mike said,
"I don't intend any. You know, intend you to take those to heart.
No, I don't. It's just you made a valid point. At one point yesterday, we were just talking during the break, and Mike said, how many effing Packer things do you own? Because since Christmas, I've come in virtually every day with some new piece of stupid Green Bay Packers stuff to wear.
Yeah, some.
Mike, it has not been warm enough to wear that jacket.
I'm just nervous. I'm nervous. I want to make sure you like it.
Have I been straight with you about
you
gifts?
You have. You have. Absolutely. You've always been straight
have
with me
Have I not
about
told
gifts.
You that, that...
So it's a heavy leather.
It is a gigantic, oversized, very warm...
Fits okay, though?
Fits great. Love
okay,
it.
Okay, I'll wait for the cold days.
I love it. Mike got me a very nice Packers jacket for Christmas.
Do you have any Green Bay on today?
Socks and shoes. Socks and shoes.
So you still have the Packers socks.
A little bit, but I decide I'm going to wear something else.
Low
you know, try to be a grown-up when I'm coming to work.
And your heart,
Don. What?
And your heart.
Thank you, Rob.
On his sleeve.
And I'm thinking as I'm leaving the house, it's always around the time that I get to the studios that I think it would be nice to have a cup of coffee. I would like a cup of Starbucks coffee. I think I've articulated my problem with Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
So, here you go. Using the old noodle. Because
you're a goddamn genius.
I'm a goddamn genius. I fire up the coffee thing at home. I put in all the crap that they put in at Starbucks, just like I do in the morning. Put it in a nice travel mug. Think, aren't I the smartest F on the face of the earth?
Right.
Start my drive into work. Now, this is the problem. I only have... two hands. One hand is on the steering wheel.
You have an automatic transmission.
Yes, I do. One hand is right there with the travel mug of coffee.
Perfect.
There's also a cigar in this equation.
Oh, now you've already caused trouble there.
Now, the problem that I'm going to mention has nothing to do with the cigar. It has to do with the fact that I enjoy taking a drag on a cigar after I've had a mouthful of coffee.
Which is why your breath is always kissing fresh.
Yeah, and then I eat blue cheese, and then I chew on my toenails for
exactly.
a while.
Exactly. And occasionally, well, no, I can't say that on the radio.
Mike, I work on my breath. I am conscious of the fact that on any given moment I could have death breath.
I work far enough away from you to really never be aware. I mean, if your breath hit me over here,
it would be horrible, but I've never noticed any breath problem.
Thank you, I think.
You're so, kind of a compliment.
So, anyway, I'm coming in and I'm thinking, aren't I smart? And I like, I'm going and I'm on a road where the speed limit is like 35. I'm going the speed limit, regular guy, mm-hmm. having a drag on my cigar. Go, oh, that's good. Go to get some of this coffee, and it's at this moment that I realize, because I've loaded it up like the faggot that I am, I've loaded it up with the syrups and the mocha powder and everything.
Right.
And it's got the, I like my chocolatey kind of coffee. Uh-huh. And with this particular travel mug, which incidentally was my girlfriend's, a very nice one that had like a flip top and this thing you pull back so that you open it up and it allegedly would not spill.
It wasn't a Packer one, was it?
No, it was not. It was not, Mike. It was not. Although I do have one. I do have a pewter Packers one, but mm-hmm. I didn't use it. And good thing, because I ended up tossing it out the window today. Because the problem is, I was driving along and I realized that there was just a slight little drip of chocolatey residue that was on the outside uh-huh. of the mug, right?
So you're focusing on the road.
Yeah, totally focusing on the road. Mm-hmm. Now, what I'm doing is, while I'm driving, I'm looking, and I notice, oh, my God, on my jacket that I've got here,
yeah. right.
Maybe you can't see.
I can see.
There's a whole bunch of stains right there.
Those look like coffee stains.
Right, where I've already, on the drive in, I've already dripped coffee all over the front.
It's something organic.
So I'm still going down this same road, about 35 miles an hour, you know, multitasking like everybody does. Mm-hmm. And I think, ah, oh, Christ. I got it all over my jacket.
Yeah.
Oh, what the hell. All right, I get a napkin out, and I start doing this now. And
all right, to keep track now, you are smoking a cigar, drinking your coffee. You are looking at the chocolate stain that's on the cup. You are also observing the stain that's on your jacket and rubbing that stain out.
While driving. Yeah.
And I'm
singing, this will work fine if you're a squid.
And I'm singing to my favorite tune on the radio. I'm really multitasking.
Sure. Are you keeping it on one... Is it on a radio station, or is it on, like, a CD or XM, or what is it on?
XM 70s.
So you're flipping.
Yeah, well,
then add that to the list.
To flip, all I have to really do is just my thumb on the steering wheel.
Cigar, steering wheel, looking at the chocolate.
When I finally got to the moment where I realized I'm a screw-up was, the cigar was back in the ashtray.
Right.
The coffee was back in the protective thing, that cup holder thing.
Good.
I wiped the stuff off my jacket.
Okay.
Then I unzipped the jacket
yeah.
and thought, aren't I smart that I zipped the jacket up like yeah. a bib.
So it doesn't get on your new blouse.
And I looked, and I saw right beneath my chin
what?
Were a couple of gigantic, big, brown stains on this brand new light blue pullover that
on
my
that
girlfriend
one.
Got, on this thing that my All girlfriend right. got me. I became enraged. I mean, now I'm still driving.
I know I speak for everybody here when we're all glad you want to look good for us.
It's 35. Well, I don't want my girlfriend. I don't want to bring this thing home and say, hey, nice shirt.
Brand new, coffee is the worst.
Right. Look at the stain. So I go, oh, mother effer, mother effer. I pull the car off on the side of the road, and I jam on the brakes, and I realize at that point, that I have left a little flip top to the coffee open.
Oh, dear.
And now the interior of my car, my beautiful, pristine car, which I keep...
Just like our balloon contest.
Which I keep more clean than my underpants.
Factory fresh.
Make a note, Rob, espresso in one of those balloons.
Now I have a black interior on my car. Uh-huh. And it was mainly on one of the floor mats. This was not the problem, though. I jump out of the car like a madman, and I go... I'm looking at myself now in the reflection of the car, and
right.
I see the spot on this shirt, and I go, oh, F, 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 F. And really, I start running around my car because somewhere in my car, there's a bottle of water.
Uh-huh.
And I think,
okay.
if I can just get the bottle of water.
True. You can blot the stain out.
Sure. Side of the road, flashers on, all four doors open, back hatches open.
Right.
I'm like a madman. Looking for this thing.
You need Tide to go.
I can't find it. Finally, I get inside the car, and I'm like, crap, I am so totally screwed. And then it rolls out. It rolls out from underneath the front driver, the front passenger seat.
The water bottle.
A little 8-ounce bottle of water. And I go, oh, there you go, you bastard. And as I lean over to pick it up, my big ass, fat, stupid, retarded elbow knocks the coffee again. And this time it spills all in the cup part.
The center console.
Yeah.
Oh. Is all your coffee gone at this point?
Yes. And at that point, I took the travel mug.
Uh-huh. That used to be your girlfriend.
And I was outside of the car, and I had this Tarzan moment. It was like a caveman, Geico caveman.
Superpowers.
Moment. I just went, really? I was, effing coffee! Effing!
Would someone seeing you do this, would they have reported you to the police?
Mike, I am so glad you brought this
up. Would you have been picked up by the Armed and Famous crowd?
I really, I'm trying very hard in this new year with my new outlook on things not to bring you fluff, to only bring you the truth. Mm-hmm. How many times, this never happens when you actually need help. Like when you have a flat tire, cops drive right by you. And I'm talking about not undercover cops. I'm talking about cops with lights on their cars that you can see.
Right.
You run out of gas on the side of the road. You're screwed.
But if you're causing some sort of scene.
Well, what happens is I take this thing and I chuck it. I'm in a wooded area. Uh-huh. And I just chuck this thing. And I'm no strong man, but by my estimation, I throw it maybe 30 yards. Right? It's got a nice spiral on it.
Not as far as Uncle Rico.
No, absolutely not. Right. Although I did it just like Uncle Rico. Same style.
I can throw a pass over that mountain there.
So now at this point, I've got all four doors open up. And the hatch opened up. The radio is blaring whatever stupid song I was listening to. I'm walking around going, oh, really, out loud, I'm just going, F.
Right.
F, God. And then I hear, boo-doo, boo-doo. And guess who's pulled up behind me? One of the county's undercovers. And she, as it turns out, is very nice. Yeah, it's a she. Yeah,
see,
baby.
Right away, I get a little turned on. Is she hot?
Baby.
I'm really, truly amused by that.
Is she cute?
For the purpose of this, Mike, and the fact that I may see her again, she's not knocked dead, just dropped
down. Dropped dead gorgeous?
Gorgeous. Knockout. Right. Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful woman. I thought I was watching Armed and Famous with LaToya Jackson.
Oh, my favorite new show.
So,
and I'm not kidding about that.
I'm standing by the side of the car, and she comes up and she says, "How you doing, sir?" I said, "Oh, hey, I'm doing fine." She said, "Everything okay?" I said, "Everything's great." She said, "I noticed that all your doors were open and you're just kind of running around. I was wondering what it is." She, I swear to God, she's, "I'm wondering what it is that you tossed into the woods."
How are you, sir? I noticed all your doors were open. You were running around your car like a madman.
See, as it turns out, I think she was either on like a neighborhood patrol or maybe stopped to catch folks who might be going over 35 miles an hour.
Right.
And I guess I was in her line of sight, and she was wondering what was going on.
See, Don, on Armed and Famous last night, they stopped a guy that was doing what you were doing, but he was doing it outside a convenience store with a pool cue. And they sent him on his way.
And, you know, they ran that stupid show two nights in a row, Mike.
And I watched it two nights in a row.
Did you really?
You know what? I hate to depart with our good friend Tom Shales. You know, I hate to do that, but, man... Fantastic. It would have been a perfect traffic stop for you on Armed and Famous because it really was non-threatening and nothing was really going on.
Has Eric Estrada ever done anything you didn't love?
I adore Eric Estrada.
You always have.
He's the best part of the show. But what did she say to you after that?
She laughed. She laughed.
I told her it was coffee.
Did you give her the whole lowdown and everything?
She said, what did you toss into the woods? And I said, a travel coffee mug. I said, look. And I showed her my shirt. And then
you do it like that?
Yeah, just like I pulled my shirt, like, look. And then I said, here's my jacket. I said, and take a look at the inside of my car, for God's sakes. I said, I'm kind of a neat freak about my car. I'm kind of flipped out about this. And at this point, I had the back opened up, and I've got my I'm very black in this regard. I have all kinds of cleaning products in the back of my car. I've noticed this when I go to the car wash. Huh? Generally speaking, brothers always have, like, the nice, neat Armor All, the wheel shine, the sponges, the chamois. You know, generally speaking, when you go to the car wash, your brother's got it together. Well,
so what you're doing really is probably calming her down because she's really getting the once-over of your vehicle, and she knows you're not smuggling arms down to terrorists or anything.
No,
like
and I don't think that's what she thought. I thought that maybe she thought that I was having a senior moment, or perhaps I was just a crazy guy.
Or a full-fledged breakdown.
I wonder what she thought you were throwing into the woods.
Well, she didn't know.
Yeah.
She
did.
A baby.
That's what she said.
A baby. He threw a baby into the woods.
Anyway, she was very nice, and I said, you know, look at like this. I held his eyes and look at this, and I said, and I was trying to find this water, and then she was really very funny, and I have to give her credit. She said, well, you realize that the stain is probably going to wash away now, and I said, why? And I realized we'd been standing outside, and it was pouring rain. I mean, like, not a drenching torrential rain.
Right, just steady.
But it was a pretty steady rain, and it's like the water that I had been looking for in my car all of a sudden had formed on my shirt. So she said, as long as you're okay,
I see no stains now.
Have a super day.
You look like you took care of it with your bottle of water.
Stain free.
Congratulations, because it is a handsome tunic.
And there you go.
How's your car?
The car, well, I'll figure that out this weekend, Buzz.
Because you've got, what, like dairy products and chocolate?
What
and
I left on the side of the road has to look like, seriously, someone's colostomy bag exploded. Because I had all of these white rags in the back of my car, like when I armor all my car and stuff.
Did you leave them there?
Yeah, on the side of the road. I swear to God, I don't care about nature. What I did was...
Well, the squirrels will suck on it and get a caffeine high. Caffeine high.
Well, I used to tell Frida all the time that the diet Coke cans that I threw out the window or my cigar butts out the window, that the squirrels would use those to make houses with.
Well, she was always concerned that was on your actual neighborhood street.
Yeah.
That was the problem with that. You would actually
chuck
those out there.
Dennis Weaver, maybe. Well,
you can't get away when it's your diet cherry Coke and it's on your street.
What you should do is tell anyone what my uncle used to tell me when he'd throw stuff out the window, that he has a permit.
That's great.
So anyway, on the side of the road, I mean, because I was soft, I've got the two cup holders there.
Right.
And there was like a quarter inch of coffee that had permeated down to every nook and cranny.
Right.
And I was taking these rags and just soaking the stuff up and soaking the stuff up off my floor mats.
Does your car still smell like coffee?
Fortunately, Mike, I have enough Axe body spray. Hi there. I feel like Super Dave with Febreze.
Does that mix well?
It got rid of the coffee smell.
Okay.
It got rid of the coffee smell.
Not to be confused with the Code Red that you use.
Oh, that's the Tony Stewart.
That's your underarm deodorant.
That's right, made by Old Spice.
I had Carla smell that last night, and she complimented that. She likes that. I'm still using the woman's underarm deodorant.
Are you still using the band for ladies?
I am. You know what? It's a pride thing now. I like it.
Well, anyway, I want to say hi to my lady, Pepper Johnson, who pulled me over today. Policewoman didn't pull me over. Actually did what most people would want to happen if you're going crazy on the side of the road because you'd spilled coffee. You want somebody to pull over, for goodness sakes.
Well, and for the sake of the argument, you're going to say she was hot, right?
Yeah, she was.
Can I tell you why I love and adore Armed and Famous? Can I tell you that? Can I tell you why it's the greatest new show on television?
Here's why.
He's mentally retarded.
No. I figured it out last night.
You're mentally retarded.
It is their choice of celebrities. They did it perfectly. They have a dwarf. That is a guarantee.
Oh, the little man from
Wee Man from
Jackass.
Right. Who really, you don't get how lovable he is in the Jackass movies.
No.
But you do. He is a legitimate star. He is a legitimate TV personality because he's lovable and he's an idiot. Then you have your hottie. I don't even know her name, but she's hot. She's got big boobs and she's fine. Then you have your whack job, LaToya Jackson, because she is arguably the most insane of the Jacksons. And then you've got your 100% completely legitimate TV has-been in Eric Estrada. So the selection of celebrities they've given us, it's perfect. And when they taser them, and then when you have LaToya Jackson sitting there having therapy because she's afraid of cats, it's just, it to me, is quality television. The first night, I said, you know, I don't want to overreact to this, but when I got home and I turned it on and I ate my dinner watching it last night, thoroughly entertained.
I want to remind you,
entertained.
This is coming from the same mouth that said Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, would be a major motion picture star.
I still hold out hope that The Rock will be a major star.
I will make you a gentleman's wager.
Okay.
That Armed and Famous does not make it two more full episodes.
All right. I will take that bet. I think it's going to be a a summertime, a wintertime hit.
What is this, Rob? What is that?
It's the theme. Listen to the theme. It's a great theme.
Armed and
Dangerous. Listen to that throwback theme. Oh, yeah. And one more. I'm sorry to gush about it. Because you know what?
Go
Everybody,
ahead.
Look, the critics hated it. They savaged this show. They completely savaged it. Right. And I, believe me, I agree. The plague of reality shows, there are too many of them. But I'm sorry. This one entertained me. And it entertained me because it is almost like legitimate Cops. And the only thing they've done is they plug these celebrities
Mike,
in.
I got to say, I ain't picking a fight with you. I watched it as well last night because I saw, hey, 8 o'clock, what's on?
Right. You didn't see the first night when they got tasered?
They reran the same episode, didn't they?
No, it was a brand new episode. Oh. Well, it was fresh.
Looked to be the same to me.
No, it was great. They went out on calls and all that good stuff, and you know, went through the 2 week training and Jack Osborne. I throw him in there. He's kind of a throwaway.
Sure,
he's really I can take him or leave him. But you know what?
Yeah, the others are super.
You start to like him. You start to like Jack Osborne because he says he's really trying to straighten his life out, and he's counseling a junkie last
night. Is this
simply
a dalliance? Because everyone is allowed that. A guilty pleasure, if you were.
Of course it's a guilty pleasure. I'm not proud of liking it.
No, no. Do you think this show has legs?
I don't know. I don't know about that. I mean, I really don't know whether I will stay with it as long. But, I mean, I know that initially I read the reviews of this. I'm like, oh, man, this is going to be such incredible crap. Then it was on when I walked into the kitchen the first night, and I couldn't stop watching it. It was, you know, I looked around, I saw the options, the 8 o'clock options, and we put this on, and I couldn't stop watching it. And just
you chose
Eric Estrada.
You chose that over My Name Is Earl. It was a new My Name Is Earl last night.
I don't watch My Name Is Earl. Oh,
God damn, that was a good one. It was a three part. It was My Name Is Earl, then My Name Is the Other Guy, then My Name Is Joy.
Right. Well, My Name Is Earl is, you know, it's like I think Armed and Famous is like the underdog. You know, My Name Is Earl is the juggernaut. It doesn't. My Name Is Earl doesn't need my help. It's collecting awards right and left. It's a tremendous. A successful show. Our friend Greg Garcia is getting richer and richer.
Well,
you know,
right,
I don't know who the bottom dwelling rat F that made Armed and Famous. I don't know what producer that is, but
some slimy guy. You
probably
know.
Some guy that made porn before. You know, and now he's making this. And you know,
does.
And LaToya Jackson, really the most hated Jackson, and now she's on this show, and you can still you start to hate him. And
I hate Tito more.
She called. Who did she call? She called one of her brothers.
I'm lying. I don't hate Tito. I love Tito. I love Jermaine. I love his child, Your Majesty.
She called Randy. She called Randy. She didn't call, or maybe she did call Jackson.
Not the American Idol Randy.
No, she called.
Brother Randy Jackson.
Isn't there a brother Randy Jackson? Or no, maybe it was Jackie. It was Jackie because she said Tito and she got all the brothers and you know, she was telling him she was a cop and then she got counseled for cats. And when she was on the shooting range, it was hysterical because she didn't know how to operate a gun. And it was, you know, live ammunition. And I don't know. I just liked it.
You know, maybe you're on to it. I watched it. What do I know? Last night I also watched Grey's Anatomy for the first time ever because CSI was a rerun and my girlfriend said, you know, why don't we watch the show I like? And I said, sure.
Grey's Anatomy actually pushed me over to HBO and Rome.
Listen.
I watched Rome.
Rome.
Homo.
No. Au contraire, mon frère.
When I've turned on...
you might like Rome.
When I've turned on Rome every time, all I've seen is a lot of guys' asses.
No, you might like Rome, because there were a lot of women's asses on Rome last night.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, it was almost a couple of scenes like soft porn.
Well, it was definitely a mile away from Grey's Anatomy.
It was soft porn and then heads on sticks.
Everything you want in a TV show.
I have never seen Grey's Anatomy before.
So did you give it the full view?
Watched the full hour.
What do you think?
Sat there with my girlfriend, watched it, and said to her at the end of it, well, you know, how do you say this and not sound patronizing to someone that you care about?
Yeah.
You know, I said, well, I can see why it's such a popular show. And she said, what do you mean? And I said, well, because it's not like a doctor show. It's an edgy doctor show. And, gosh, don't you know that the woman – and keep in mind, first time I've watched it, so anybody who watches it knows the plot. Jeep, duh. The woman that's got $9 million who just had her fiance die, she's going to give the money to the girl with a curved spine so she can get her spine fixed, of course. And I don't even know who McDreamy is. And Sandra, oh, she got some kind of problem with some other guy. And all I know is at the end of the show, they did like all of these shows do, where it's a music montage, where it's like that, so you had a bad day. Things are going bad. You don't know what to do. Here's a look at the cast. Look at this guy. What's going to happen to him? And what about this girl? Hey, that's her dad.
So you liked it?
No. No, Mike, no.
Yeah, I watched it a long time ago. I didn't care for it.
No, and I can't even categorize it as chick flick TV.
Would you give Armed and Famous another try?
Over Grey's Anatomy, yes.
Okay.
Yes, I would.
Good.
Although I've got to tell you, during commercials on My Name is Earl last night, mm-hmm. I did turn it on, and it don't do it for me.
Yeah, maybe you caught it at the wrong time. There, it has its dull
moment. I'm sure I caught it at the moment. If I would have stayed with it 2 seconds more.
Did you catch it when Wee Man was skateboarding with his police partner?
No, see, here's the thing with Wee Man.
Wee Man's lovable.
I agree with you that he's got star quality.
He's lovable. He really is. He's a lovable dwarf.
Even when I saw him in the commercials, I keep thinking, though, of Jackass and Jackass 2.
Well, he is, and he gets put in his place, like, right at the beginning of the show about Jackass. And he is one of the Jackass guys. You can't argue with that. He is one of those guys. He's got that kind of attitude. But he goes into the bar, like, their first day of training.
Right.
It was fantastic.
Before we hit a break, I tell you what I don't like about it. It immediately came to me a scene that I saw in a commercial that said to me, ugh, crap. So it's Eric Estrada, who used to be called Paunch, and it's funny because he has a paunch now.
Right.
And he's, I guess, going to a crack house or something, and it's an 80-year-old woman, and she says, oh, I love you. Would you sign my breast? Okay. It was at that moment that it kind of crystallized for me, and I said, maybe that's what this show is all about.
I truly believe that of all those has-beens.
Can you dispute that moment that
I just
threw
out? No, Jive. Of all the celebrities on that show, he is easily the one that gets the most recognition, which tells you about the state of the country. There's a lady that they pulled at, LaToya Jackson pulled out of his house. They had a warrant on that is right out of the legitimate cops. That's what I like about it. And these people have given permission to have it. They are legitimate police calls. And the lady that comes out without her teeth, it's delightful. Hmm. And and you know what? You ignore the fact that that some of these things are set up, that some of the stuff is jive, because it's just got pure entertainment value.
Yeah, I think you had
just liked it.
I think you had a weak moment, my friend.
I wasn't even drinking.
I think more of you. I think more of you than that.
Well, you know what? I'm going to give it a try next week, and I'll see what happens. But right now I have to put my my boozy thumb of approval on the show. I think it's terrific. Not terrific, it's good. It's solid entertainment.
What do I know? I'm sitting there last night just saying to my girlfriend, which one is McDreamy?
Patrick Dempsey, right?
He was the guy watching the lady snore.
Because they all look McDreamy.
Yeah, aren't they all? Isn't it all pretty men on that show?
It's all the guys with the two-day growth of beard.
That's the new thing now is pretty men on TV. And that's
wearing
boring.
The Dr. PJs around,
right.
Looking cool.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Grey's Anatomy, do they ever get to that woman's anatomy? I mean, really? Isn't that her? Isn't she the one isn't her dad?
The one who was snoring, that's Dr. Grey, and it's about her anatomy.
Right, well, when do we see it?
Well, Grey's Anatomy is what you take in med school.
It's a book, yeah. Grey's Anatomy is actually a
I mean, I understand, but I was just being literal. If this character is named Grey, when do we see her anatomy?
When she gets to be 80. Then it's Grey.
P.U.
Yeah, well, check out. You want to see some bad bodies.
P.U.
Ugly men, go see Armed and Famous.
You ever want to see a worse show?
What?
Check out Men in Trees.
Oh, I'm sure.
Christ, if you're a man, you want to climb a tree and jump out of it.
Uh-huh. What's that about?
It's about Anne Celestia Hache being.
Oh, that's right. The one takes place in Alaska.
Being a DJ in Alaska.
Yeah.
Akines, Akafonta tuna don.
Has she gone back over to the hetero side now?
No, she's been stretched out. She's had a kid. She's with a guy.
She's with a guy. Oh, you said no. So she has. So the answer would be yes.
I thought you said.
Has she gone back over to the hetero side?
No, I thought you meant has she gone back to the lesbo side?
No, I meant hetero. So she's
straight and sane.
Oh, okay.
No, she's straight.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if she's sane or not.
She admits to being sane.
I don't know. That was a weak 2 hours last night at TV, though, my friends. A weak 2 hours for Channel 7 ABC.
Well, here's you to embrace my new choice, my new pick to click.
Uh-huh. Watch it.
Could be a regular. Could be a, you know. But the thing is.
You know what you are? You're a regular Mark S. Allen. when it comes to crappy shows, Mark.
You know, the only thing about it is I think that what works is these particular celebrities. I'm not sure if they can duplicate the chemistry.
I just have to explain that. There's this guy in Sacramento does a morning TV show out there. Guy's a fan of our show, and his name is Mark S. Period Allen.
Uh-huh.
And he is the easiest lay when it comes to reviewing movies.
Yeah, they use him, right? Didn't you say, tell me they use him all the time?
If you ever bother to watch the ads for the worst movie, like, for instance, right. I guarantee... Whenever The Hitcher is released, in 2 weeks or whatever,
right.
You're going to see, like, it'll say, the critics say, and it'll say, spectacular, riveting, I've never seen anything scarier, the best horror movie of all time. And all four will be attributed to Mark S. Allen, Sacramento TV.
We ought to get him on the show and ask him if he gets paid for that.
Conversely, a movie like The Pacifier with Vin Diesel,
yeah,
where he plays the guy that has to become a house mommy,
right.
Mr. Man.
Right.
All you see is, I've never laughed harder. Vin Diesel has never been better. This is the movie that will make Vin Diesel a household name. Again, all quotes attributed to Mark S. Allen.
I bet the studios have easy marks that they say, hey, make sure you listen to his review.
I think he's just behind Larry King on that. What was the movie that just came out with Cedric the Entertainer, where he's like a secret agent?
The Cleaner.
That would be another good Mark S. Allen quotable.
Astonishing.
And
riot.
I remember the quote that I read, speaking of Larry King, before I saw The Good Shepherd with Matt Damon, the Robert De Niro movie. The best CIA movie ever. Okay. How many other movies about the history of the CIA?
The history of the CIA. That might be the only one. The history of the CIA. Who knows?
That was it. We got to hit this break. We'll be right back. Oh, Super Dave is here.
Oh, God.
And, Mike, I know you're going to New Orleans
this
weekend.
Yes, I am going tomorrow.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Don't forget, use that wallet thing, that belt wallet thing that I told you about.
We're going to dress very frumpy. We're not going to draw attention to ourselves, so I will not be wearing my Dr. Seuss hat when I get off the plane.
But our man Super Dave is back from New Orleans.
Yay.
He'll give us some hints about New Orleans.
Nobody I would look to for more advice than Super Dave.
And as you know, he lives in Baltimore, and we're heard every day in Baltimore on Free FM up there. And Ravens have a huge, huge, hey, huge game tomorrow against the Colts. And I think when we have... what's his name from the NFL show today? Charlie Casserly?
Yes.
I think Super Dave will be handling our NFL segment today, exclusively about your Baltimore Ravens.
That'll be delightful.
That's great.
I look forward to that immensely.
I am just a prick, too.
Why?
Because I'm a selfish, self-centered prick. Because I actually was talking to somebody about that game today, about how exciting that game is tomorrow, that Ravens game. And, right. I mean, Colts coming back, it's the first time in 10 years the Ravens have had a home playoff game.
You're tempted?
I'm tempted, but I was just a selfish ass sitting there thinking to myself, how come they haven't called me to ask me to come to the game? It's the most important freaking game that they've played in 10 years. I read the newspaper today. They normally have 100 press credentials for a game. They got like 500 press credentials for this game tomorrow. Like the Ravens are going to call me up out of the blue and say, oh, yeah, hey, schmuck, guy who comes to the games only when we call because you like being treated like a king and walking around like you're really somebody when we're all really laughing behind your back because you're like a five-year-old when you're here.
Right.
They're not going to call me to invite me up. And, of course, you know me. I wouldn't want to sit outside. Sit outside in a seat with the fans.
Don't hurt me.
I've got to be up in the owner's suite.
It's cold.
I actually said to my girlfriend, just listen what a prick I am.
Well, you're the biggest Washington media person who is supported the Ravens. So
for
I mean,
a long time. Like the Ravens have been very sweet to me. They've been great to me. I have nothing to ask for of the Ravens. They've made my football dreams come true. That's really true. I mean, they flew me on the team plane, let me go on the sidelines.
That ought to do it.
They're just great.
Nevermore.
I said to my girlfriend, like they have a frigging clue. I said to her, really, I said, you know, I understand that they're crowded up there this weekend, but for goodness sakes, Ray Ray has a suite that's right next to the Modell suite. Now, I'm speaking about these people as if I actually know them. She says, who's Ray Ray? I said, Ray Lewis. She said, you know Ray Lewis? I said, hell no, I don't know Ray Lewis. I just know his suite is right up there. And once you get up in that suite area, nobody screws with you.
There's the hotline.
Yeah. No, not a chance, Mike. Anyway,
I say there is a chance. Will you tell us all if you get a call before the end of the show?
It ain't going to happen, but yeah, I will. But go Ravens. A big best weekend, I think, even more so than last weekend. It is the best weekend for football, even better than the Super Bowl, because this is the weekend. Wow. You've got games on Saturday and Sunday, and they matter. All the good teams are playing this weekend. And, Mike, you are going to be friggin' in the middle of it with the Saints. God damn. If the Saints win like everybody hopes they do on Saturday night.
I've already scoped out the best sports bar to go to, and we're going to be there, and we're going to be doing the whole. It's kind of a fair weather type thing, but I'm not an Eagles fan, and the Eagles knocked my Giants out, so I'm going to be buying the Saints jerseys.
How could you not root for the Saints?
Oh, we're going to go nuts for the Saints.
If you're lucky enough to go to New Orleans this weekend.
Oh, I'm going to be, you know what? I'm going to buy more stuff for a team that I'm not a lifelong fan of than I've ever done before. I'm coming back with Saints jackets, everything. I'm going to go crazy down there.
There's a great sports bar down there you're going to want to go to. It's called Homicide.
Robin, I don't think anybody was killed in New Orleans today.
Don, day ain't over.
Day ain't over. We got a break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.